never burned coal, right? There was always wood.
No,
we didn't know what no coal was.
Grinding wood and cutting
and
trees down.
Men would haul the wood in it for the winter time, have this big yards of wood, logs and things out there, and you have a sawing axe and wedges, and you cut them wood and split it and chop it up, and they put it on the push for that night.
I see.
Yeah.
So you have.
That's what
you have it ready.
And then cut stove wood the same way. Cut the blocks of stove wood and split them up, or use a chopper and get that in the kitchen. That's to cook with.
How would you clean out the chimney? Wouldn't it get all full of...
Sometimes it wouldn't get canes
and sometimes it would get salt. Somebody
yeah.
learned that.
And put
make
salt
a big
in the
fire and sprinkle salt. With that salt to dampen it and catch it, you know, get it out. Make it table salt.
It would.
It would.
You mean it would
draw the soot out.
Draw the soot all the way out?
All the way out.
Throw it back down in here.
Mm-hmm. Throw it back down in here and you could sweep it out. Clean it out then.
Never heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Just ordinary salt.
All them
table
salt.
Sure would.
You mentioned an axe. The wood, how did you sharpen an axe?
Well, they had grindstones.
Uh-huh.
Big old round stone and it'd be on something other and have a handle to it, and somebody to pour water on that thing, and somebody turn that grindstone, you hold that axe on there and sharpen it sharp as a razor.
Sure.
You mentioned when you chop cotton, you carry the file with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the file is just made of metal?
File.
Yes, you told me when you chop cotton, you always had a file to keep the hole sharp. The file is
it's made of metal.
It's made of metal.
Mm-hmm.
But the grindstone
is stone.
Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a smaller one for table?
Grindstone, yeah, you can have a smaller. And then you can sharpen your axe with a file. Some people
but
sharpen
have
axe with a file.
Yeah, have a smaller.
Then they have a cross cut saw. They saw them blocks, saw the wood with the saw, and then split it with the
axe.
Mm-hmm.
What did you mention having a well out there? What did you use to get the water out of the well?
We never well had a pump.
In the hills, we had a well. You had a bucket, and it had a tall frame up over it, about nearby tall as from here to the top of that house, and it had a rope on a long bucket about like that. And you let that bucket down, that bucket long rope, and you let that bucket had a wheel up there in that, you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
A wheel up there in that
wheel of towing.
Wheel of towing, that rope would carry that bucket on down to the bottom of that well.
Sure.
And to
how
fit.
Big was the bucket?
Huh?
How big was the bucket?
Water pail.
No.
Oh, then it was small.
It was a long bucket stayed on the well.
Yeah, uh-huh.
It was about that big around.
Uh-huh.
And it had a little place under the bottom there.
That's where you could let out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could draw it up and take that bucket and turn it. You remember, Myra, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Turn them over and pull that water out.
Mm-hmm.
And when that bucket go down and get filled up, then you draw that.
That's right.
Draw that water
rope,
bucket
uh-huh.
up, that
uh-huh.
rope. And that wheel is tying you draw till you get that bucket up full enough to reach it. And then you reach over there and get that bucket and pour that
pour
water out
bucket.
In your and your
pail.
In your pail and drink like ice water.
I understand you, but I don't believe the tape we've gotta say it so the tape is clear on there.
Mm-hmm.
You say the bucket was about say 6 inches?
Yeah, something like that.
Around.
Mm-hmm.
And about how long
this is about one quite that long.
About 2 feet, 2.5 feet.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had the thing on the bottom that would let
you,
the water out.
That when it hit the bottom of the well, that water come up under that.
Mm-hmm. Up on that list.
And when it hit full, then that bottom would
close.
Close back.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's clear then.